The Munster women get the defence of their interprovincial title underway this weekend away to Ulster. Their head coach Wayne Falvey joins me now. And Wayne, just off the back of your squad announcement this afternoon, some fresh faces in there. It's some new look side.
Yeah, look, I think there's six new caps in total that will be travelling up tomorrow. And I suppose it's great to see. So I suppose each year, I suppose, and this is my third year involved, I think it's really just to kind of have that fresh approach. And there's always new girls kind of coming out from club rugby and kind of staking a claim. And it's great now to see the likes of Laura Sheehan there now, even Christine Arthurs and Newell O'Connor kind of step up into the fold for this weekend against Ulster.
And then, of course, as well as that, like obviously we're just off the back of the international test series for the Irish women, so plenty of girls back from that too.
Yeah, and I think it's massive for us, really, in terms of getting that experience back, really, and it kind of bodes well for us getting the likes of kind of Leah, who's Leah Lyons, who's just been capped over that November series, and even getting her back in there now for the front row. And particularly, I suppose, Niamh Kavanagh coming back in after being involved in the three international games. And, you know, she's starting at 13. So, you know, we're in good hands there now with that experience coming back in.
Good stuff. As you said, you're going for three in a row. You're getting the defence underway away to Ulster. First of all, this Ulster side, they've named eight new caps in their matchday squad. How inexperienced are they based on that fact?
They have eight new caps in. I think when we look at our own squad, there we have six new caps in our squad as well. I suppose I had a brief look through their squad there earlier when it was announced as well. So like they're going to have power up front and size in the pack, and they definitely have a lot of pace in their backs there with Gemma Jackson. Claire McLaughlin and Elsa Downey there at 10, 12 and 13. So I think obviously look, it's a few new caps from both sides, but and it should be a competitive contest, especially up in Ulster with them at home as well and us on the road.
And how's your preparation been? Have you had more time with it being later this year, or has the international side of things disrupted things, or...?
Yeah, look, I suppose with it being pushed out in terms of preparation, it had disruptions kind of throughout, I suppose, with the club season and dealing with the internationals, with camps and I suppose with a large contingent away in the November series as well. But look, I suppose, look, it's opportunities for us really, and to actually look at new girls as well. And you know, I think it's kind of fair to say that they've stepped up as well, and it's great to see those new girls kind of coming in and actually getting into the squad. And there's a few after missing out, but you know, each game we're going to take each game as it comes, and you know, there will be opportunities for those girls to hopefully even get in for the Leinster game and for the Connacht game as well.
Good stuff. And as I mentioned, that target that's on your back, you're going for three in a row, Wayne, and three under you as well. Big targets there for everyone involved.
Yeah, look, and I suppose, look, we can't really, like, I suppose, look, it is the ultimate aim, but we just need to be focused on Ulster this weekend. You know, we're on the road for the first game. Our preparation has gone well, even team run last night, and we'll be travelling up there on Friday. Our main focus now is going up there, I suppose, everyone knowing what their job is and doing it up in Ulster and actually getting that performance so we can kick on. So, like, I suppose it just goes back that we just need to take each game as it comes. It's a three-match series, so we can't afford to get ahead of ourselves just yet. And hopefully we'll come away with the positive result up in Ulster on Saturday.
Absolutely. And look, not looking beyond that, really. But that said, their home game against Connacht at Irish Independent Park, that's next Saturday, which will be December 10th, a 2:30 kick-off. That's an important game for you with just one home game in the three-game series.
Yeah, definitely. So I suppose the idea is that we kick on now this weekend with Ulster, and then I suppose with our home game, we just need to make a count, and hopefully we'll have a large support for that game in Cork. I suppose with my own 3 years involved, it's the first game that we haven't had in Cork. So it's excellent that we're out in Irish Independent Park on the 10th, and obviously it's competing with the men's Champions Cup against Leicester up in... Mm. up in Thomond Park that day as well. But hopefully, look, we'll get a large contingent out and we'll have the support behind us and, you know, just drive us home for that home game as well.
Not to be negative, Wayne, but is there a frustration that that schedule clash is there?
No, look, to be honest, it's no frustration at all. I suppose, look, it was down to us in terms of our own management team and what actually suited us. And look, we had choices to move around it and stuff like that. But obviously, with the three games over the 2 weeks, we felt that Saturday at that time was best suited for us. And look, we're just all about what's best for us, and you know, everything around us and outside it doesn't factor in really. And look, we're happy with where the game is, and as I said, look, the support that we're going to get that's going to come to that game probably wouldn't be going to the Champions Cup game in any case. And you know, look, we look after ourselves in terms of our own preparation around that.
Good stuff. Look, we mentioned Ulster because they're your first game, but looking broadly at the series and Connacht and Leinster, their ins and outs, how are they this season?
I suppose the honest answer is I'm not really sure kind of in terms of how they're set. Even in terms of our own squad, look, we've only had a chance to finalise it really on Monday on the back of New Zealand and see who's actually made available to us and who's actually coming out from injuries and stuff like that. So, look, from Connacht and Leinster side of things, I haven't focused in too much around their squad announcements or anything yet. I'm not even sure if they have been announced, but I'm sure they're going to have those experienced players and probably be in the same line as ourselves in Ulster with a few new caps coming in and kind of stepping up for the interprovincial series and hopefully kicking on to actually stake a claim for Six Nations and even probably further honours with World Cup coming up as well.
Absolutely. Well, for now, Wayne, it's all about Saturday, Ulster against Munster at the Kingspan Stadium at 3 o'clock, the first game of the interprovincial series. And the best luck to you, Wayne. We'll talk to you on Saturday after the game.
That's great. Thanks very much, Lisa.